The Burt Show.
All right, entertainment buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
There's one thing you need to know when it comes to Beyonce. It's that you don't come for the queen. And that's what singer Lily Allen has done on a podcast. So she's not a fan of her cover of Dolly Parton's Jolene. So she was on a podcast called Miss Me with her co-host Makita Oliver. And Makita said, you know, I just felt like Jolene was a little bit like a standard hip hop beat under a Jolene cover. I feel like Beyonce could have done a little bit more with that.
Anything but Beyonce does, she makes it her.
Mm-hmm.
Because of her voice. So I listened to this whole album, and the media drives me crazy sometimes. Beyonce came out and said, this is not a country album. This is a Beyonce album. And I was listening to the entire album expecting way more country, because that's what the media told me. This is a great album,
mm-hmm.
but it's Beyonce. This is not a country album.
100%. It's Beyonce through and through. So then Lily adds in, she goes, yeah, I feel like it's just quite an interesting thing to do when you're tackling a new genre and you just choose the biggest song in that genre to cover. I'm like, what you want her to do, an obscure song that nobody's heard of? So she also mentioned that she feels like, and this is what really made me mad, because it goes back to a quote that my girl Taylor Swift once said, is that there's different language for women in the music industry. If a man does something, it's strategic. If a woman does something, it's calculated. Mm. So Lily Allen goes on to say just that. She says that she felt like the rollout of Cowboy Carter was, quote, quite calculated. She said the front cover is her in a cowboy hat riding a horse. And then she brought up Jay-Z's remarks at the Academy Awards, where he called out the Grammys for never awarding Beyonce Album of the Year. And there she is again with her blonde wig and her cowboy hat at the Grammys. And now she's the most played woman on country radio. She's the number one. She has the number one song in country. So I think this is all a little ironic because Lily is working on a country album. So it feels like a little bit of jealousy. But, you know, she's entitled to her opinion. I just think her opinion's wrong.
It feels personal. It doesn't feel like the shade is directly towards the music and country music as a whole. It's more about what Beyonce is doing as opposed to the music.
I'm guessing when Beyonce finds out what Lily Allen said, Beyonce will say, who's that?
I don't think anybody's even bringing this up to Beyonce. Beyonce don't care. She's on her private jet somewhere having a good time.
Yeah,
somebody who doesn't really want to get into any kind of conflict when it comes to the Jolene cover is Reba McEntire. So I was so shocked. I'm like, why is TMZ following Reba McEntire outside of a strip mall? Because there's this video posted on TMZ where they were asking her all these questions about how she feels about Beyonce's take on Jolene.
What does it mean that Beyonce is doing country? What does that mean for country music?
Oh, lots of great things.
Yeah?
I think she's wonderful, and we're glad to have her in country.
Joe Behar said that she likes Beyonce's version of Jolene better because Dolly's was anti-feminist. What do you think about that?
Beautiful day, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you prefer one over the other?
No.
You like them both?
Bye.
Thank you, Reba.
She slams her car door and she's like, I'm out of here. But Beyonce has another song out there where she collabed with Post Malone. It's a song called Levi's Jeans.
Definitely get a taste of country, but it's just so beautifully told. It's like it's storytelling.
There's one cut on there where you realize that she could do opera. She could do a one night special. What do they call them? A special night where she just does opera for one night and she crushes on that song. She's so talented.
I know, it's stupid.
Yeah, she's going for Album of the Year at the Grammys. But anyway, Levi's obviously is very happy that they have a name drop on her album, because now Levi Strauss's stock price has risen up 20%. So significant. The CEO of the company said, we place a lot of emphasis and investment in making sure that Levi's brand remains at the center of culture. And I don't think there's any better evidence or proof point than having someone like Beyonce, who is a culture shaper, actually name a song after us.
You could not go to my high school if you did not have Levi's 501s, the button-ups. Man, you would get relentlessly made fun of.
I used to hate those jeans. It'd take you 30 minutes to go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
with the button flies, man.
All right, country singer Morgan Wallen is facing felony charges after a wild night in downtown Nashville. Tell you went down on Broadway on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.